Blog Talk.
Welcome to Hot Topics. Welcome to Hot Topics from the Life Coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm delighted to be here this evening. It is a beautiful day in South Florida, and I'm excited to be here with you. Our co-host Shirley Carter is on vacation, but I have some phenomenal guests that are joining us this evening. I have Latoya Parker, who is my daughter, and she is the author of a book, Give It Another Day. There is purpose for your purpose. Latoya, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
And I also have with me one of my sons in the motivational speaking industry. He is John Leslie Brown. He's a speaker himself, a trainer, a coach, and he is joining in tonight. John Leslie, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and thank you, Mom, for having me on this show, and thank you for raising me up so good.
I am so excited about this show, but you know, Soul Retreat is coming up September 12th. It's in Fort Lauderdale at the Renaissance Cruise Port Hotel, and it begins during the day from 10 to 1 p.m., from ages 15 to 23, you and Latoya and also Eula Hilton is going to be overseeing that segment and imparting into the youth in our community. And I'm so excited about that because there's so many things going on as it relates to our young people. They're distracted, you know, with peer pressure, with issues with their sexuality, the bullying, the low self-esteem, the suicide. So many things are plaguing our young people. Nothing is like it was when I was growing up. So I thought that this retreat, we would open it up to a day session, which is free for young adults between the ages of 15 and 23. So what do you feel about that, Latoya and John Leslie?
Well, I'm excited. I think it's something that's very much needed in the society that we live in nowadays. I've been watching you do the Soul Retreats for many, many years, and it's always been geared around adults. So for it to now be opened up to the young adults and the youth, I think it would be a great opportunity for, you know, them to even know what the Soul of One Moment is all about as well. And then also meet cool people like me and John Leslie.
Yes, indeed.
To come and join the family. You know, Ma, you talked about something key there. You used the word distractions. Mm-hmm. And I think the distractions have more than quadrupled in the past 10 years. We know now that Netflix will only teach you so much. That's why you need to have a Soul Flix. You know, you need to come out and view something that really can empower your spirit, empower your soul, and give you the strength and the energy to make it today in this global economy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it has been said that a child is like an uncut diamond. So that means that when they come into this world, they rely on us to shape them to how and they need to be and how to function in society. But unfortunately, that's not what's happening. So So, John Leslie, you know, you've been out there. You know, you have a lot of siblings, and, you know, your father is one of the greatest motivational speakers on the planet. And, you know, the statement about being an uncut diamond, how can you relate to that?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is a song. And the words, that they stood out to me, especially when you think about our youth. And you know this, sis. Diamonds are what? Forever. Okay? Diamonds are forever, not temporary. And as you are discovering your purpose, as you're building your business, as you're trying to figure out, what do I do when I get out of college? What do I do when I'm trying to launch my business? I think you have to find some timeless principles. Not just the latest fad, but some timeless principles that can really get you through those tough times. And one of the privileges of having my dad, Les Brown, is he taught me that the reason why most people fail in life is not because they aim too high and miss, but it's because they aim too low and hit. And the rest of that says that most people won't even aim at all. And so when people come to the Soul Retreat, when they get up live and personal with this beautiful event that you've created, we are going to be discussing and going over some of the timeless principles, because even though technology has changed and the latest hashtags on Twitter has changed, there are some principles that have been around since the beginning of time. And if you unleash the power of those principles in your life, anything is possible.
That is powerful. Make me want to sit in that sitting room. So I think I will sneak in there and see what y'all have going on. But, you know, I trust you. I trust you because I've been with you for years, you know, working around you and your siblings. And LaToya, I've known you all your life. I gave birth to you. So I trust you. Now, LaToya, your book, Give It Another Day. How did that come into fruition?
Given Another Day, That's Purpose for Your Purpose, was birthed actually about a year ago. I went through a really, really, really rough season in my life, where to me it was the roughest of all. But now when I hear it is a year later, I realize that I've been through worse as well. But there's always that one thing that tips you over the edge and it makes you feel like it's the worst experience that you ever had in your life. And that was birthed out of that. I went through a season where I lost everything that I thought was very, very valuable to me. And in losing those things and losing people, the different places and different everything that I thought was very valuable, in losing that, I wanted to lose myself. Meaning I went through a season where I fell into deep depression and I was nearly on the verge of combating in my mind day after day on whether or not I wanted to live or not. So in the process of me going through that, there was always that voice that would say, give it another day, give it another day, give it another day. And every day I would get up giving it another day, still feeling like, okay, when is the day going to come, you know, that all of this is going to go away, the pain, the hurt, disappointment, when is it going to come? And it felt like it never came. And then one day, like a few months later, I heard there's purpose for your purpose. And then that I was able to look in scripture, you know, Romans 8:28, it says, for we know that all things work together for the good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. So what I got out of that is whatever situation or circumstance that you go through in life, it will still work out for your good if you continue to give it another day, you know. So that's where that came from.
Oh, well, that in itself is powerful. John Leslie, can you identify with that?
Yes, I can. I can identify with that a little too well. You know, I think that when you have great motivators around you, people think that you wake up with a vitamin on your pillow or something,
right.
or Gatorade in your saliva, or Red Bull flowing through your veins. But I remember I was at a meeting recently, and the person looked at me and you've seen this look, LaToya, and you've seen this look, mm-hmm. Ma, when they look at you and they have so much hope in their eyes for what can be done. They see your potential. And I didn't tell her in that meeting, but, you know, I got to a point where I'm just tired of potential. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, yeah. I love, she,
right?
she has such high hopes and such aspirations for me. And we know what it's like when you have a big meeting and it doesn't work out. We know what it's like when you're meeting with an investor or a sponsor and it falls through. And I've been through those tough times. And at the end of that meeting, I had to do a reality check with myself and just be honest and say, you know what? Even though I know it's important to believe in yourself, even though I know it's important to have faith in your talents and abilities and the plans that you have for your life, sometimes you get tired of it. Sometimes you get tired of believing in yourself and thinking mm-hmm. about what you're going to do with your future. And I think the purpose for your purpose is really about getting removing the layers of doubt, removing the layers of fear, getting past that negative internal conversation and realizing the fact, not the thought or the theory, the fact that if you were born and you're still breathing, you are mm-hmm. here for a purpose. And our number one responsibility, especially young people, is not to just get views on social media or likes or hearts on Instagram. We were put here to find our purpose. And until you find that, until you give birth to the book that's been sitting in you waiting for the depression to bring it out, then life is not as fulfilling as it can be or as it should be. And one of the things that the quotes that I focus on when I'm going through tough times is, and you know this with Mama Valerie, is that when things go wrong, don't go with them.
Mm-hmm. Don't go with it.
When things go wrong, don't go with them. And that's what happens in life. Things go wrong, and we allow our attitudes, our mindsets, and our behaviors to start to go in the wrong directions, and we feel it, and we know it, and what can snap us out? It's not the circumstances. It's not the entertainment. You got to have some type of soul strategy. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
We talk about the strategy for the soul.
Well, I know people are listening in and saying, how come we can't come to that? No, it is exclusive and it is free to young adults between the ages of 15 and 23. Because, you know, I usually do a segment in my retreats called the Rap Session, where I separate the men and the women and we just kind of talk. And, you know, it's no holds bar, and whatever you talk about, whatever is said at the retreat stays at the retreat. So that's why I said, well, we're going to do this for the kids this time. Whatever y'all do in that workshop, it is a safe place, because the only way to really find out what's going on in the mind of a child is to hear his heart. And so, you know, with you two being there and experiencing in things, because one of the things that the inner me inside does, that boogeyman does, is make you think that you're the only one going through something, or you're the only one that's been going through this. So to have individuals that, oh, yes, I'm successful, but yes, I have demons that I fight every day. I have nightmares that I have to fight through. It'll be a safe place for them to be transparent so that yokes can be destroyed, so that they can walk in their purpose and come out in feeling anew and afresh, knowing that although you may be in a situation that you can't see your way through, you'll have tools to fight your way through.
Yes, that is so key.
That's what's going to make it so powerful.
Yes, yes. And you use the word there, tools. Tools are so important. And that's why I'm so proud of you for getting this book done. I'm just so, I just wonder about that process. And did you know as a child that part of your purpose was to be an author?
I kind of figured it. I'm going to just be honest. You know, my mama done put out four or five books, so I knew it was something in me. I knew it was something there, but I didn't know. It's so funny because today I was sitting here, you know, just like, okay, what? I'm getting ready to do a call tonight. Oh, my Lord, what's going to happen? Da-da-da-da, you know, wrestling with all these different things. And I remember in the previous book that my mother has, and my sister and brother were co-writers in that book. And, you know, in that moment, I'm like, well, dang, why didn't I write a chapter? And just to see that years later, I didn't write a chapter because I was going to have a whole book to write. So it's one of those things where it's like, oh, wow. Like, I knew it was there, but now to see it happening is very interesting, and I'm excited.
Very surreal, huh? You know, mother's greatest masterpiece is her children, and I have been blessed to have four masterpieces. You know, each one of them have their own identity, they have their own brand, they have their own mark on the planet, and, you know, yours is, you know, to be an author and, you know, travel the world. I know I've spoken into your life many times, but, you know, like John Leslie said, because you know, you may be the son or the daughter of someone that motivates and inspires people, but yet you have your own emotional battles to fight. How is that, and how was that for you?
Well, I mean, I know John Leslie can attest to this, and I mean, just speaking in the sense of motivational, but growing up as a preacher's kid, you know, everyone highlights that in your life, expecting you to be great because of who your parents are or because of the family lineage that you come from. It's like it's expected that you're supposed to be this. Oh, you're supposed to, you know, walk the straight and narrow. And there came a point of time where I wanted to rebel off of that because I didn't want that to be my identity. And even with me trying to rebel from that, I've always made my way back to where I needed to be, you know, because that's who I am. You can't help who you are. So how has it become an issue? It becomes an issue because it's like, okay, people highlight you and think you're supposed to be somebody. Like, my mother is this person, my father is this person, but I am LaToya, and I have a purpose. I have a purpose as well, but let me figure it out on my own journey. Let me walk this thing out for myself, and let me get to where I need to go without me being pushed to and forced into being somebody that I may not be able, I may not be, but I am, you know? So I hope that made sense.
Well, maybe, John Leslie, maybe you can shed some light on this, and then we're going to hear from Eula Murray Hilton. She is going to be working with us in getting the young adults into the room. But how was it for you, and can you identify what LaToya was saying? I know you alluded to it earlier, but can you, you know, expound on it a little more?
Yes, I can. And you touched on some key things. You know, we come up in environments where your parents, the environment that you come up in, they offer you certain things, but you have to go on your own soul journey. And for me, while you were speaking, I thought of this a little acronym for soul, and it really, to me, it stands for strategies and opportunities that unleash legacy. You know, strategies and opportunities, unleashing legacy. See, it's important to come to this event, to engage in this process, because in order to make it today, you cannot only rely on your own thinking. We have to strategize with a community of achievers. And once you strategize, sometimes things that looked at like they were obstacles, they can instantly, with the right caring group of people, turn into opportunities. And once you have an opportunity mindset, walls can transform into bridges. Once you have an opportunity mindset, people that said no to you in previous business meetings will call you and be hoping for a yes on your end. Once you have an opportunity mindset, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the latest fad, regardless of what's trending, you will become your own trendsetter. And what that will do is unleash you. One of the things that my dad says every speech, every time he gets up, he says that there's greatness within you. And that's what we want the listeners to now, to understand. There is greatness within you. There's greatness in your ideas. There's greatness in the relationships that you formed in the past that you might not have even realized it yet. And when you join us at this soul retreat, we are going to unleash it. We're going to let the dogs out. We're going to let out the inner genius in you. And why? What's the purpose? Why do we work so hard? Why does Miss Parker get up every morning scheduling events nationally and internationally? Why does Toya work on books when she could be in the club, which is okay sometimes? But it's because at the end of the day, we were meant to create a legacy. And that's what you've done with these soul retreats, with all of your products. You've created a legacy that now, if you can, we can, the next generation can find a new identity, because we all know that success without successors is failure.
That's good.
Wow. Well, and you know what? You know, we are African American, but you know, in the Jewish custom, kids are taught from birth who they are. Their reality is dictated and fed to them every single day. How is it different for us, you know, and them? Can either one of you answer that?
Well, I will just say, for me, as we look at what's happening in the country, when we look at the way that young African-American males view themselves in the media and see the things that are happening in the news, one of the things that we realize is that we have to redefine our culture. We have to reinvent what it means to grow up and to find our purpose. And I think that it's very important that young people, this next generation, the major march that we need to have is a march for greatness. You know, it's one thing, we need to have a march for greatness, because there should never be an asset, when we look at where we are right now in this global economy, there is no excuse that can be made that should be able to prevent us from making a difference. When I think about the great African Americans in our community who were able to launch movements and to organize the masses, and guess what? Guess what, Toya? Guess what, Ma? Guess what? They didn't even have Google. They didn't even have Facebook or Twitter. They did not even have, when they drove somewhere, they pulled out a map. Okay? And so what we need now is a map for this new generation of minorities and of a diverse group of people to give us the key word that you said, the tools to make our greatness a rally that's worthwhile.
You know, you're truly a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, you are.
How can individuals connect with you and know more about your products and services if they can't make Soul Retreat because of the internet and Google and all that? You're able to connect with individuals around the world, not just locally, because you're in California and I'm in Fort Lauderdale, but your clients are national. How can they connect with you?
Well, yes. One of the things that I learned from my dad is that if you don't expand, you will become expendable. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've expanded in is I learned how to get on this internet, and I built my own website. So the best way to contact me, I want everyone listening to check it out, john-lesliebrown.com, john-lesliebrown.com. And just at the end of last year, I finally got a product done that I had been working on the past 10 years. And you can understand this, when it's your time to create your product or to create value for people, we do a lot of internal searching. I'm sure that book title didn't just come out of thin air, right?
Yes. Right.
There are things that take us to it, and we have such high standards for ourselves. We want it to be great. And sometimes that can cause procrastination. So I put together two different products, one called Claim Your Destiny. And my belief is that if you don't claim your destiny, guess what? your destiny won't claim you. And so claim your destiny and also leadership shift, because I think that one of my major goals is to help the leaders of tomorrow, of yesterday, motivate the leaders of today. And so on my website, on the homepage, you can learn about those products. You can check out my YouTube page or at John Leslie Brown, and let's stay connected. I'm not a person that just looks at their numbers on social media and then they're happy. I'm looking at who are the people online that I may not have met yet. I might not have ever been in the room with them, but there's some serious work to do out here that we should be partnered together. And as you know, the internet eliminates geography, according to the book Tribes by Seth Godin.
Yes, yes. And also, John Leslie, one of the things that's important too is, although you're a young adult yourself, but you know, well, you're not really a young adult. You're a grown man. You're a father. You are a father, and I see you're an entrepreneur, and you've got some time under your belt in this industry, and you've empowered and inspired lives of folks well older than your father. So one of the things I want you to expound on and explain to the individuals regarding your products is that in order for them to be able to deal with their children and the environments that they're dealing with, that they have to be empowered. So
yes.
Tell them how your products can inspire them so that they'll be able to deal with different things that may come up in the lives of their children.
Yes, that is such a key question. And to answer it, these products do one thing, and I'll tell you what it is after I explain this. You know, we've got this thing now called computers. You might have heard of them. But guess what? We look at the outside of the computer, but on the inside, some techie genius programmed that computer. And I'd just like to ask those listening, what's programming you? Because these products are designed to reprogram your mindset. You know, they have this thing where people go online, and if you've missed a couple TV shows, you can binge watch it. You've heard that term where you just binge watch. You watch several episodes of your favorite show over and over and over. But so many of these shows have violence. So many of these shows have negativity. So many of them are based and rooted on tragedy. And one of the number one shows, this always cracks me up, then one of the number one shows is called The Walking Dead. Now just think about
really?
That for a minute. Yes, just think about that. How many people out there do we know that are like The Walking Dead? They're sleepwalking. They're going through the motions. They're not utilizing all of their talent and potential. They're not maximizing the force that's within them. And one of the things that I say is that, you know, makeup artists, they make the stars look good. They sit them down in a chair and they turn them into something spectacular. But I'm a wake-up artist, okay? Toy and I, we are wake-up artists. We are here to wake up the next generation. We are here to wake up the future entrepreneurs. We are here to wake up this youth who they look at the news, they hear about the job market, they're looking at the things that are happening nationally and internationally, and our goal is to give them a voice, to give them a vision, and to give them a purpose that's worthwhile.
Wow, that is wow. LaToya.
Are you sure the event isn't tomorrow? Because I'm ready to go. When is the event? Did you tell them the dates yet? Because it's time. Tell them to turn on the lights in the conference room.
It is September 12th, so they got to register, and they have to register their child to attend, even though it's free. Now, the adults that are attending, the event starts at 5 o'clock from 5 to midnight, and it will be featuring Les Brown and the First Family of Motivation, where you'll be a part of that, so they'll be able to hear you that night, too. But they get to get down deep in the core and pull back the layers. It is the day session for the youth, so they have to register their youth to attend the conference. And the price for adults is $89 and $150 per couple. You can't get that anywhere. And the retreat is a fundraiser. It's my 10th year anniversary, so it is fitting that I have you and the first family join me, because, you know, this is a dream. This is a reality of a dream that was placed in my head while traveling with you and your dad, John Leslie. Your father would talk to me and said, you know, you need to talk about domestic violence. You need to bring awareness to them. You need to let people know that you can survive and make something of yourself regardless of what cards you were dealt. And, you know, because of that, I created all this. Because of that, I have a soul collection that features four of my books and a CD. Because of that, I'm living my life on purpose. So this is the right place to be, the right time, September 12th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with Les Brown, the first family of motivation, Dr. Clarence Granage. He's an awesome doctor. I mean, he talks holistically. So, you know, we go through situations in our body and we go into the doctor and we're rushed in and rushed out. But here's an opportunity for you to get real information. The doc will be in the house. And then, you know, Blade Martin, he's a recording artist, and Sandrina Taylor. We have a live band going. It is just going to be an awesome experience. But Eula is on the line. She is the president of the Today Project. She founded this organization that, you know, it's focused totally towards children. And we've been working together for the past, well, I guess almost 5 years now. And I tell you, she has a heart and passion for young people. And she will, you know, be helping get those individuals in the room so that you can impart to them. Eula, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited. Do you hear what we're going to have that day?
I know. I'm just thrilled. And I just want to say that a lot of the questions or the concerns that I have for young people, definitely I feel that you guys have the prescription, as it were, because there I meet so many people. And what inspired me to start the Today Project is that a lot of kids, you talked earlier about self-esteem, and LaToya talked about purpose, and John Leslie talked about greatness, and these are all very important things. I meet young people every day that have low self-esteem. I meet people young every day who don't know how to get where they need to be, who don't have self-worth, who don't think they can achieve certain things. And then I meet some who know or have a dream, but they don't have the tools, as John Leslie said, they don't have the tools or the equipment. They need the input of community and other people. And I think it's just going to be so wonderful for them to be in an environment where they can actually learn and get motivated, but also leave with some tools and some information that can carry them to the next level, that can empower them to be the best selves they can be. Because as both LaToya and John Leslie said, young people should not aspire to be like their parents. They're their own individuals, and they have to find their own purpose and their own path. And so, therefore, they might go a different path or in a different occupation than what their parents did. And that's okay, as long as they learn to be their best self. And I think the Soul Retreat will go a long way towards putting them on that path to being their best self.
Thank you so much. Eula, what are some of the giveaways or the information that you'll be distributing?
Well, I'm really excited to say, you know, you and I have worked for years making sure that especially teens that are underserved have the necessary tools for back to school. And we've always tried to not only give them back to school supplies, but to motivate them along the way, because we know just a pen and paper is not enough. They have to know, you know, what to do and have a plan. But this year, I'm very excited that the Today Project is actually going to be giving one lucky participant a laptop computer where the next book may come from, or the next great project, or the next college graduate can have something that they need to take them to that next level, or the next young entrepreneur can use that laptop to further their education and their career. So I'm really excited about that. And just a wealth of information. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you for sharing that information and partnering with the Soul of a Woman and being one of my biggest champions to make sure that things are done on all aspects of the Soul of a Woman Foundation. Because the Soul of a Woman Foundation caters to individuals that have experienced domestic violence, whether they be male or female, and also children living in single-parent homes. So part of what the Soul of a Woman does every year, and we've done, is, you know, we've done the back-to-school, do groceries at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we do toys, and, of course, during the year when we have emergencies where a single parent is struggling with their utility bill, or a kid is in college and they can't afford to buy their books, because I know my kids in college, one book was $150. And, I mean, I was like, where do they think a parent would get the money from after they've spent out all their money to get them into college, and then you have to buy a book for $150? And not just one book, two, three, or four books. So sometimes it's like $600 to get your book so that you can, you know, get the education you need after you spend all those thousands of dollars in college. So the Soul of a Woman Foundation caters to those individuals that are embarking on higher learning to give a hand up, not hand out, as I always say. And a lot of times,
Val,
I
just wanted to let you know on that note, not to cut you, that we are also, it's not just kids that are going on to college, but kids that may be in high school or even kids going to vocational school. We're going to be giving gift cards that they can use for various things that they may need, which might not include pen and paper, that they can use, just as you said.
Right. And actually, that's what we did last year. Instead of having a toy drive, we did gift card drive. And we partnered with the Chamber and other of my partners corporations that I deal with throughout the year that faithfully support the Soul of a Woman Foundation. You know, they bought gift cards, and we gave those because of the fact that some of the kids or the teens that we've dealt with are moving up, so they no longer need the things that, you know, we get, like, you know, crayons and stuff like that, or stuffed animals or board games. They need real stuff to survive. So we've asked to give gift cards, and that went over really well, and I'm going to actually continue that this year. We'll still take, you know, donations of toys and games and stuff, but primarily we need gift cards. So, anything else you want to add regarding that?
No, I'm with John Leslie. I'm just fired up and ready to go, and I'm trying. I hope as many of the Today Project alumni and the kids that I work with will really come out, because I know it's going to be a blessing. I know that it is.
Yeah, I love what I do. I love seeing the transition of individuals that come to Soul Retreat, because they always say they've never experienced anything like it. I started out with it being just the women with the first year, and after that first year, the guys were like, "Oh no, we see a change, we see a shift, we want in on this." And I know it was important to do that because of the fact that, you know, men have issues. Also, they cry in the dark. They have, you know, always pressure on them to be the man, to be the head of the household, to be the provider, and they don't have an arena where they feel safe, where they can communicate. So it was important for me to allow them to come and then also incorporate that rap session so that they can have a voice.
So it has been a success. This is my 10th year. Soul Retreat will be September 12th at the Renaissance Fort Lauderdale Cruise Port Hotel. Registration can be found on www.soulretreat2015.com. You can key that in. It'll take you directly to the site where you can see the information to register. And also, if you go to my Facebook wall, Les Brown has a special invitation for you to join us that day. So I hope all of you that are tuning in listening will have the opportunity to join us. Now, LaToya, give it another day. There's purpose for your purpose. How are you going to move forward on that as you communicate that to the young adults?
Steps I want to take.
If you could give one step, one action step that, you know, somebody that may be listening in another state that don't have access to come to the retreat but would want to know how can they just give it another day, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I would say get up. I would simply say get up. When I say give it another day, with me writing that book, there were many days that I wanted to just stay in bed and not do anything, close myself up in a room and not move. And I would say get up, get out, do something. Forgive yourself. I would definitely say that, because a lot of times when we fall into those areas of depression, it's because either we've been hurt, disappointed, broken, you know. So I would say forgive yourself, you know, for any hurt that you've allowed to control you. And because that's all it really is when you allow the emotions and the experiences that you went through, the disappointments, to control you, it burdens you and it keeps you stuck. So I would just say get up. That would be one step that I would definitely say. Get up and come to the soul retreat. So that's what I would say. Get up.
John Leslie?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was getting up somewhere. Excuse me.
Yes, you was getting up.
You know, if I had to choose one principle, one lesson, one idea for the listeners now, I really don't want to choose something that I thought of before. I would choose this. You know, I would say that the key to really replenishing and reinvigorating your soul, the key to being on target for your purpose, and the key for claiming your destiny is to maintain high standards. You got to have high standards today. One of my favorite quotes says that no one rises to low expectations. And you said something.
Wow.
You've been doing this for 10 years. For 10 years, no matter what's happening in the economy, no matter what's happening abroad, you had this dream and you brought it to life. And in order for it to not fade out the second or third or sixth year, in order to make it to a decade of empowerment, you've got to have higher standards to push yourself when nobody's around, to reach, to dig deep, as they just said, and to find something to do that you didn't even think was possible for you. Let me tell you this. When I grab the microphone at the Soul Retreat, I'm coming with my best stuff. I've got high standards. Look the same when you to the floor. I don't want your hands to clap. I want to see it clap. Okay? I'm so serious about where I am, because we can have some great accomplishments. By the age of 14, I was the highest paid teen speaker in America. I've done some incredible things. I've been able to take my dad's motivational principles and put it in a format that's relevant to this new generation through music. But let me tell you stuff. Guess what? That's all in the past now. I'm ready for some new breakthroughs. I'm ready to give the best speech that I've ever given in my life, and I don't want those listening to miss out. Come with me and let me teach you what it means to have higher standards. Show up, sit down in the audience, and bear witness to a breakthrough, because me, within my own personal life, I don't know about you, I don't know about the listeners out there, I know that Valerie and Toy and the head of this great youth movement, I know that they have higher standards. But if you know somebody that doesn't, then send them to me. I will take that. I will take it out. There will be no procrastination after my microphone drops, okay? Because I have higher standards for myself. I've seen what my dad has done, and for many years I sat in the audience or stood with him on stage in awe of how he's been able to create such an empowering lifestyle. When you tell people who your dad is and they break into tears, okay? When doors are open to you that would be closed to anybody else in your age group or with your nationality, but they're open because somebody that you get to call dad has higher standards. And I'm letting you know, I'm letting my family on this phone know that the best for me is yet to come.
Yes.
The best for me is yet to come. For those that are coming to this event, Sawyer talked on something that's key. She said when the group book that you did with your other children, when that came out, she thought to herself, oh, why didn't I do that? And that's what you don't want to have, too many of those moments in your life. You don't want to ask yourself, why didn't I show up to the soul retreat? Why didn't I purchase the purpose of purpose? Why didn't I contribute a gift card or a great gift like a laptop, which we know the laptop is now the new code word for cash register? Okay, why didn't I contribute to this movement? And when you come up and when you show up and get up, you will eliminate all of those why didn't I moments.
I love you, John.
Wow.
I love you all.
I don't know if I should let you speak during the day. You be done to wake up.
I'm telling you, forget about that day. We need it now. Call the hotel. What's the name of the hotel? Call them right now and turn the lights on, okay? I don't need a projector. I don't even need a DJ. Turn on the lights. I'm coming. I'm on my way. I'm getting up.
As you can hear, John Leslie Brown is an awesome motivational speaker, life coach, and trainer. And if you want to acquire his services, he'd give you his website and contact information. He's on Facebook. You can always find him. You Google his name. He's right there at the top. And as he said, you know, come on willingly to Soul Retreat. You don't want to have to be dragged and pulled into your purpose. Walk on up in there, stick your chest out, and embrace the destiny that God has for you, which gives me back to some of the things and tips that individuals need to do to get to the next level. First of all, you've got to love yourself. One of the things LaToya said is, you know, she had to, you know, like herself. She had to forgive herself, take ownership of where she was at that time. You got to own your space and be comfortable in it. Yes, you could have made mistakes. Yes, you fell down, but guess what? She said, get up out of that bed. Get up off of that chair. Get up and do something and start valuing who you are as a person. You know, you can't expect anyone else to value you if you don't value yourself. And when you value yourself, you validate who you are. You give yourself permission to be here. You give yourself permission to breathe. And when you give yourself permission to breathe, that means you have the ability to live. So why not live life full? Les Brown says, live full and die empty. So if we're going to be able to move forward in this dispensation of our lives, we've got to get up out of that bed, take ownership of where we are, and value who we are as a person, and embrace a larger vision of ourselves. You got to embrace it. Know that you're worth it. Know that you are worthy of this air that you breathe. Don't allow someone's opinion to dictate your reality. You were here for a purpose. That's why you're still here. Latoya said, give it another day. There is purpose for your purpose. And those of you that want to find out more information for Soul Retreat, you just go www.soulretreat2015.com and you will find information on there's how to register. It is simply $89 for adults, $150 per couple, and the day session for young adults between the ages of 15 and 23 are, and you will have the awesome experience with Mr. John Leslie Brown himself and Latoya Marie Parker. Any closing remarks? Latoya?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on this call. I'm excited. I'm just like, I'm John Leslie, you got me all hyped. Now I'm ready. I'm ready to do something. Like, let's go. Let's do this. And most of all, I'm ready to just hear the hearts of the youth that are coming, because I'm sure that we will have something to impart into them, because me and myself, John Leslie, and we both been through things, and we know what it's like to be that age. So I'm ready. I believe I've gone through what I had to go through for them. So I'm ready and I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you. I can't wait. John Leslie?
I just want those that are out there listening, those that have already made the commitment during this exchange, to know that there are lots of events that take place in the world, but what you will come to, you haven't seen anything like this before. At the last Soul Retreat that I attended, the warmth in the room, you talked about valuing ourselves, but there's a true value exchange that happens. And if you take the time and clear your schedule and join us at this event, I guarantee you that this will be a timeless experience in your life. I've been at events where just time stood still and you realize that if I wasn't here anywhere that I wasn't supposed to be there. And this is one of those moments. In closing, I just want to share with you a piece that my father made me say around the world. And Mama Valerie might not want to drag you to the event, but it's okay. Give me a collar. I will, okay? Because I have no qualms about pushing you towards your greatness, because as we know, most people won't be a helping participant in their own rescue. And so
yes,
when we talk about this next generation, I just want to share this closing piece entitled, Your Time Is Now.
Yes.
It's your time. You know who I'm talking about, you. It's time to leave the stage behind and be real. And there's nothing real about what you're doing if you're lying to yourself. Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want more out of life? Well, then tell yourself that satisfaction isn't enough. We all want fulfillment. It's not a question of whether or not it's possible. Conquering is part of your description. It is in your nature. The will to overcome and produce was designed to be a part of your genetic makeup. Wake up, wake up, wake up. What is it that you're doing? What made you stop pursuing? Sure, it's hard and it takes time. Sure, you might lose comfort and sleep. But so what if that's all you've got to be truly filled full? It's not a question of whether or not it's possible. If you consider yourself a child of God, then start showing some of your father's traits. Just do it. And don't stop working until your life has meaning. It's your time. If you're listening to this, it's your time. If you've already bought your ticket while I've been talking, guess what? I will see you on the beach in Miami. It is your time, and I cannot wait to share the stage. We will be the dynamic duo pushing you forward towards your purpose, and I'm so excited for the opportunity to unleash this message that I've been holding in for you all.
Wow, that is awesome. Latoya, I'm speechless after that. Your big brother rocked this mic tonight.
I was raised well, Mama. I was raised well.
You know, last year when y'all had the opportunity to come to the retreats, I just stepped back. I just, you know, y'all just rocked the house. Y'all just did what you needed to do. I just provided the venue and the space so that the yokes can be destroyed. So this is going to be the same thing September 12th at the Renaissance for Lauderdale Cruise Port Hotel. You could go to www.soulretreat2015.com, and I invite all of you to come and join us and become God's masterpiece, because, you know, we were all created for purpose. And regardless of what you may be going through, you grow through it. You know, we all fail our way to success in one aspect or another. We fall down, but we got to get back up. As Latoya said, we're going to just give it another day. Because what? We realize that there is purpose for our purpose. And I thank you for joining us, John Leslie and Latoya Parker. And I know people are excited and going to register so they can see you. And the sky is the limit. Your best is still yet to come. You've not touched the iceberg of what God has for you. So I salute you both, and I honor you in your dreams.
Thank you so much, Maya. And my favorite quote, and this event is going to stretch us, and my favorite quote, just to leave for your listeners so they made sure that they knew it was me, it says, stretch yourself because you can't fit a big dream into a small life. At the Soul
Whoa!
Retreat, we're going to stretch. Come on. I'm packing my bags right now, and I'm coming. I'm on my way right now. Tell them to get the room ready.
Yes, indeed. It's all set up and ready for you to go. Thank you so much, and have a great evening. And we look forward to hearing you again next week on Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night, and God bless.